Scientists at the CSIRO are trying to work out exactly what species of blue-green algae caused the mass fish kill in outback New South Wales this summer. Water samples from the site are now under the microscope, 1,500 kilometres away at the National Algae Culture Collection in Hobart. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
This is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Standing knee-deep in the toxic Darling River near Menindee back in January and surrounded by dead fish, farmers Rob McBride and Dick Arnold couldn't believe their eyes.
Makes me feel like crying again.
1,500 kilometres away in Hobart, CSIRO algae expert Dr Anasuya Willis knew she had to act.
I contacted some colleagues at Water New South Wales and asked them that during their general usual monitoring of the system, they could send me a sample from where the bloom was greatest. And at that time it was in Lake Menindee.
It arrived at the Australian National Algae Culture Collection by express post within days. The centre holds hundreds of algae samples from around the world, but focuses on Australian species, including a number from previous blooms in the very same river.
You can see how thick and green they are now.
Yeah, they're coming up really well. They've got that classic blue-green colour, don't they?
Yeah, there's even a little bit of scum forming along the top.
Under the microscope, Dr Willis sees an algae that is different to the blooms prevalent in the Murray-Darling back in the 1990s.
So the water, it looked like just water from the environment, slightly greenish tinge. When I looked under the microscope, I saw lots of different species of green algae.
Blue-green algae can be toxic to humans, causing liver and nerve damage if people drink contaminated water. But in the Darling River, it killed the fish indirectly. When the massive bloom of algae died, bacteria fed on it, taking oxygen out of the water and suffocating the fish.
To look at them, they're very difficult to tell apart, but molecularly, their genetics can be quite different. And one of the important differences is that they can have different toxins.
The director of the National Algae Collection, Ian Jameson, says it's important not only to identify the species of algae that killed the fish, but also what was happening in the river at the time.
So all of these algae respond to different environmental cues, and we really need to know what those cues are, and the physiology of the algae themselves is the only way that we can factor that into proper management of the systems themselves. If we don't know what the causative organisms are, and how they respond to the environment, then it makes it far more difficult to actually put in potential control measures.
The scientists have grown 30 different cultures of this summer's blue-green algal bloom in the lab. Dr. Willis is ready to send algae samples to other researchers around the country who are also studying the massive fish kill event.
So the more we know about the algae, the more we can manage the blooms and predict the blooms. So if we know we have an algae that is highly toxic, then we can manage for a highly toxic water system. Whereas if we have a bloom that is less toxic, then we are managing for different things, like the fish kills when the blooms are really large. And then perhaps we can do something to prevent them happening and getting to the extent that they were this year.
The CSIRO scientists hope to have their research into the algae finished in the next few months.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.